Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WWL wants you to be in that number when the Saints take on the JETS Jets in the final home game of the season. Win two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. That means an open bar with premium liquor and all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May. And that's all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. Just go to WWL.com/contest and enter one time every day. Your chance to win Saints Jets tickets from Saints Radio WWL. And in that game, it's going to be interesting to see who's going to be available at running back for the black and gold. We know Alvin Kamara's been down with a knee and ankle issue. Then Devin Neal just got banged up this last game dealing with a hamstring issue. Also want to mention the fact, too, Kendra Miller, he's been on the shelf as well. So right now, Evan Hall, Aldrick Estime, and I guess you could say Taysom Hill are your main tailbacks for this black and gold bunch right now until we find out more about Devin Neal's hamstring issue. Estime was a guy who spent his rookie season last year in Denver. He's now on this black and gold roster. He spoke to the media yesterday. Let's hear a little bit of Aldrick Estime getting ready for Week 16 against the New York Jets.
You know, people tend to think of you, I think rightfully, as a bruising runner, but what was it like just kind of showing what you could do in the passing game a bit?
I definitely would say that's part of my skill set as a bruising running back, but I like to show that I'm a three down back and I can play in any type of style offense as needed. Like, I'm able to catch out the backfield and I'm able to play on third down and pass protect. And I'm definitely a bruising back, but I don't like to put limits on myself and say that's the only thing that's part of my game.
Last year, you didn't get a lot of opportunities in the passing game. How did you go about showing kind of the Saints coaching staff that was a part of what you could bring to the team?
Just staying ready, honestly, like showing that I could do it in practice, no matter who's out there, like never putting limit on myself, showing that I could do it in practice, and just honestly keep on repping it. Honestly, like, even though I'm not getting the game reps, I still take as many practice reps as I can, and because you never know when you're gonna need it in the game. Like, if someone goes down, like someone like Devin did last night, and your number's called, you're gonna have to be able to do that job as well as the guy who's supposed to do it. So it's really just the reps on reps for the past years. Like, I've been running routes in high school, I've been running out routes in college, and just when staying ready, honestly.
What changed for you with the added snaps of Devin going out? Like, what part of the game plan that wasn't already in for you did you have to kind of pick up?
I'd say playing a lot of third down. I say Devin really is more of the third down back, so playing third down, being in the pass protection world, staying focused in the pass protection meetings. And, like, all the screens and stuff, I have all the screens really were more for Devin. But I wouldn't really say they're more for Devin. They're really more for the first running back up, which was Devin for this week, obviously. But like I said, it's really just staying ready and make sure you know everything, every single play in the playbook, no matter, because you never know when your number's going to be called.
Audrey, just talk about the final two drives. How fun was that to come from behind and pull the win? What was that like?
Oh, yeah, that was amazing, honestly. There's like, you dream of games like this, honestly, like to be able to win a high-stake divisional game in an NFL, quote-unquote, a rival game. It's just a dream come true, especially when you're able to, like, be part of it and contribute to a win. And it's just so much my team trusted in me and the coach trusted me. Just me being here for, 8 weeks now, just meant a lot. And it's just every time you get to win in this league, it feels amazing because winning is definitely hard in this league. And we definitely prepared for it and we worked for it. So it definitely feels even more greater that we got the win.
Audrey, what's kind of stood out to you about this team's culture and maybe the relationship with the fan base as well?
I'd say this team, like, they don't really – like we don't put too much focus into our record. Like some teams, if you lose a game, you go down the streak and you go down the path and you kind of fall into your record. But if we lose, we kind of just swipe that. And the next day of practice, Wednesday of practice, you wouldn't even be able to tell that you lost. Honestly, we really were a 1 week, one game mentality type of team. And that's something that there's kind of lessons that you could take in life, because it's not always going to be sunshine and rainbows, but how you respond. And this team responds very well to adversity. And we might be a younger team, especially on the offensive side, but we have guys who are stepping up and being leaders at the young age, like Tyler stepping up mid-year for us. And it's just great to see how we can respond in adversity.
Dan, what have been your impressions of Tyler so far?
Yeah, he's a dog, honestly. Like, he's not afraid to get hit, and I love that because I think this game's a physical game, and it got a quarterback who doesn't mind being physical. I love that. And he's a guy who could just stay in the pocket and deliver the ball. And like I said, he might be a rookie, but he's honestly leading his team. Like he's a vet, honestly. Like, you can see the way that he take care of business during the week, like for practice. And just seeing his development and his growth and his progress throughout his games that he's been starting is just amazing. He's definitely inspiration for me, honestly.
Audric, you've had a chance to play under both Sean and Kellen. You know, one's a Super Bowl winning coach who's had a long time in the NFL. The other one's a first year head coach. I'm curious what you thought of how Kellen's been able to get this team to navigate the storm, you know, at various points of the season and get you all playing good football this time of year.
Yeah, it's Kellen been doing amazing. Like I said, the team's strong mindset, like not falling into adversity, growing from it, comes from him. It's all rooted from him. And the way that he even haven't given up on us is like we just follow him and we build off his energy. And he's the one who's leading us through these wins. And he's setting the culture and the foundation of what this team needs to be. And I definitely see the growth in this team and the trajectory that we're heading on. And it's all based on him. And I'm just excited to be a part of this team going forward, because I know this team under his power is headed in the right way.
Aldrick Estime, one of the many young players on this Saints roster getting playing time, could be in store for more touches. We'll find out tomorrow after Saints practice the status of Devin Neal, who left last week's victory against Carolina with a hamstring issue after getting that touchdown. So Audric Estime, Evan Hull, Taysom Hill could be in line for those touches in the black and gold backfield.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.